Okay, time to say bye-bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Thank you for listening. We are those dudes from earlier.
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it freeform.
Keep it freeform.
Ladies
keep
it and free gentlemen, form.
Maybe, keep it loose. Maybe see you next week.
Yeah.
Let's see you next
here.
Week.
We're,
yeah.
Oh, Tuesday. Oh,
I'm you know? Leaving Wednesday.
You're leaving Wednesday? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Some of us will be here.
Are you, yeah. Are you leaving early?
I don't know when I'm leaving next week.
What are you leaving?
I was planning on leaving on Wednesday, but I have to coordinate with my siblings.
Oh, well, if you're leaving on Wednesday, then... Huh?
All your travel plans. Like, I'll be.
Yeah, you get to hear our travel plans as we're making them.
Yeah.
Live on air.
Actually,
freeform.
It's the only way to make
who
plans,
knows
right?
Where I'm going, when I'm going, why I'm going, and how I'm going.
Well, we know why you're going.
No one knows anything about my life. What day is
what is the mystery that is Scott?
What is next week even?
Call in.
You don't know.
Call in.
No holidays coming up. Well, it's been real. As always, it's good to be back in these leather seats. We missed out these past few weeks being in a leather seat. I don't have a leather seat at home. I sit in a dining room chair.
My leather seat got stolen.
That's crazy.
By a Type 5 tornado.
By a EF5 tornado.
Yeah, facts.
You never know when those are going to hit.
All right. We're gonna wrap things up here.
Enjoy the next show!
Bye.
Oh, I hear you.
Oh, I think hear it you is.
Too. This is Dummy from Medford. Goblins. Goblins and Demons Global Summit. And we finally got some more goblins in the stew.
Yes, Goblin Hello. Hour.
Goblin Hour. We're coming right after some boys.
Some boys. Those guys from earlier.
Those were some boys.
Those are some guys. From earlier.
I don't know if they were goblins or demons.
Boys.
But we know they were boys.
So listen over it. How are you? Take this moment to think about how you're feeling.
Goblin ASMR. Check in with the self.
I mean, this is a good moment to kind of like think a little bit about your day and like, you know, in a good goblin manner, like, think about everything you did that was a little janky today, and be proud. Be proud.
So, I think that we should start off by perhaps introducing ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your name, fellow talker?
Well, first of all, I want to come out to you, all the listeners tonight.
Oh my god, this is such a special moment.
I wanna come clean.
I wanna come clean.
I wanna let Medford Somerville know, like, I am a goblin, not a demon. You know I give off some spooky energy, but I am in fact a goblin, and I want you to all know that. And now I'll tell you my name, and my name is Georgia, so it's really great to be here with Medford tonight and all you Medfordians out there.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle. And tonight I'm bringing some real energy to this airway.
I feel the energy.
And we are going to transfer that energy.
Uh-huh. We're going to play a game called Pass the Energy.
Whoa.
Okay, now everybody, let's introduce our host.
Our host!
She is a dancer.
She Dances. Is a creator.
She is a deep fryer.
Oh yeah, she's a musher.
She's a barista.
Yes.
Well,
I've never actually got barista training, but I am cute and have worked in many cafes.
That's basically all a barista is anyway.
To all baristas out there, we don't you're actually cute. Believe that.
We think you're cute.
If you're
but
cute,
we do think you're cute.
If you're cute and work in a cafe, you're a barista, even if you can't make lattes.
Even if you just kind of sit in a cafe yeah. for long enough.
You might be a barista.
Like, yeah. I feel like Connor is a barista.
Yeah.
I think
I'm not a barista, but I could be on the path to becoming one.
Yeah, I think you are.
I was a very barista. Close.
Yeah, you were. You were like you were
you're
a gold
actually
star
a gold
barista.
Star. I mean, you're cute. Barista. You worked at a cafe and you made drinks.
Yeah, to all callers listening out there, I want you to know I'm cute. I know you can't see me,
but through her voice, you can tell
through the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. I think through the airwaves, you get the energy that we're all really cute.
We are now renaming this Cute Goblins and Demons Global
Summit. Cute Goblins and Demons Global Summit.
Cuters.
Cuters alert.
Cuters alert.
Speaking of cuteness, you know, cherubs are sort of like the iconography of cuteness.
Dare you say cherub?
Cherubs, you know, and our favorite, Cupid.
Cupid, the most famous cherub.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts on these matters? Speaking of, it will be 11/11 soon, which I think is the perfect time to make a cherub-inspired wish. Just as a note to all of our listeners, just to prepare for that. But in the interim,
well,
how do you feel about
Charlotte? You know, I've had a lot of thoughts about Cupid and about cherubs, and you know, to me, they're such an iconic symbol. They're an iconic symbol of love. They're an iconic symbol of intimacy, and they're also an iconic symbol of, like, classical romance stories. And I don't think we can't lose the history, and we can't forget about the romance that's associated with, like, this symbolism. And so I think there's a lot of power in the symbol of Cupid and of cherubs, and I'm glad we're talking about this tonight.
Mm-hmm. What is some of that power?
Well, like I say, it goes back to, like, the classical era. Like, there's power in that history. And, you know, it's been represented for thousands of years. I don't know why you're laughing at me right now, because I think I'm bringing up some really good points.
I feel like I just got yelled at by a professor. Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm, I do.
I'm just interested in the way that, you know, we can steer ourselves. Oh, it is 11:11.
11:11.
Oh my God. It's 11:11.
All right. Time to make a wish.
Oh, our hands are all clasped.
Yeah, you can't see it. Some cute hands are clasped.
So grab the hand of the person next to you.
Yes.
And make a wish about love.
Cupid and chairs, or about waffles,
or about penguins,
or about peaches,
or about me.
You could make a wish about dinosaurs, wanting them to come back alive.
Okay, after you've made your wish, we're gonna pass the squeeze.
Yes,
and then we have to hum.
Whoa, is that, are the bubs practicing downstairs?
Oh,
I think they might be.
Oh,
that's, wow.
Okay.
Harmonizing.
So one question I have for you guys is, what is a sound effect that describes your vibe today?
That's a great question, Michelle. Mm-hmm. You're always asking the real ones.
Thank you.
Especially on air. I'm thinking about it. You know, I had a long day. You know, it's start of winter. My bones are a little creaky. You know, I'm sure the listeners out there can relate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. creaky bones.
You know, I don't want to overshare.
Shaky bones.
I don't want to overshare an air, but, you know, I've been having some, you know, personal issues as of late. So to me today, but my day was not all bad. Again, I don't want to risk an oversharing. But I did, like, get to go.
I don't want to overshare, but this happened and then this. But, oh, you don't want to know that much.
But I did get to go to the museum, a museum today, with two buddies, and that was very nice. So for me today, my, like, what, like, little, like, onomatopoeia would be, like,
I haven't heard that word in a while.
I know, since, like, 7th grade English.
I took 7th grade English to heart. Mm-hmm. So my onomatopoeia today would be, like, kind of like that, like gentle, but, like, a little wistful, but mm-hmm. also, like, actually genuinely kind of interested, because the photography exhibit I saw today was really cool.
What museum did you go to?
George! Oh my goodness. So those not in the studio right now, we just want to say, please call in whenever you wish.
Yeah, and I actually went to, I don't even know what museum I went to. I can't even remember. Michelle, passing the energy to you.
Okay, so my sound effect today would be, like, a really, like, today was just a weird day. It was just really weird. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like my sound effect is going to be a little weird.
A little weird.
So it's going to be like a... kind of haunting. How about you?
I'd say my day was definitely quite draining. Upon realizations that we do indeed live in a society. So I guess my onomatopoeia would be the very visceral sobs that I had this evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now, it's a gentle, you know, back at the studio with some goblin activity going on.
You know, in the Common City Global Summit.
I think we should play some.
Oh my god! Wait, I can do it. I can do it. Like.
I think we should play some music.
Yeah, I think so too. Things are getting a little crazy.
I'm really excited
in here.
To listen to some music.
Yeah, I think music is great.
Guys, I fixed it. Hey, guys, look.
Genre, en cas t'en as baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, ja,
That is such a bop, for lack of a better word.
A true bop. Yeah. It actually takes me back to a midnight adventure, or actually after midnight adventure.
Mm. Oh. Wait, no. What? Would you care to elaborate?
Yeah, I think I have worn your ears out about this one, but it's the time that I went to the jazz club. And met this French man.
That is quite the saga.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really a saga, but it is quite the tale.
Yeah.
It's the tale of all tales.
There was a time I was wearing my blue velvet pants. Oh. Many times. That's when I learned that I'd really solidified the game.
Yes. Yeah, Charlotte, would you care to, illuminate listeners on what you've been thinking about? I know you've been thinking about lately when it comes to games and amorous escapades.
Amorous escapades. Yeah, well, that has been quite a revelation in recent times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do I try these ones?
No, these are good.
Can you hear?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We're just having a little, in the stew. We're having a little...
just a little studio banter.
Yeah, banter. You know how it is in the stew.
Just sort of side notes.
Yeah,
you know. Things are pretty fun.
Yeah, well, thinking of Cupid and thinking of the game and thinking of dialectics, per usual, as dialectics in many ways are
She's
the answer.
An academic.
The dialectic of the game of seduction the play of yearning.
Mm. And we've been thinking a lot lately here in the goblin verse about deep play.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of thing that goblins love to partake in.
That is our playground.
Yeah, so sorry, continue, please.
Well, I want to know what your thoughts on deep play are.
I'm a bit of a radical when it comes to deep play.
Wow, tell us more.
Yeah, I haven't really, I've never given a talk on this, or I've never really spoken publicly about it. But I think that deep play is really what we need to be striving for every single day. Mm. It's really the antithesis to a lot of the true evils of our late capitalist stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's also just super fun, and it brings us closer together, and it brings us closer with ourselves. And what do you think? What do you think, Michelle? You're looking so cute over there. I just want to know what's going on in that mind.
Thank you. So thank you for giving me this platform to speak. So one thing I think about deep play is, it's really, I agree with all that you're saying,
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of cute thoughts to contribute.
Well, what's a time recently you feel like you were engaging in some deep play?
Oh. Well, thank you for asking, Georgia. I feel like every sentence that comes out of my mouth is an experiment in deep play.
You're right. You're so right.
I feel like a lot of my body language is deep play.
You're right again. I would venture to say, Michelle, that you are such an embodiment of deep play.
Yeah.
I strive to be you.
Don't flatter me. Don't tell me.
Oh,
this.
Well, Michelle, you are looking mighty cute over there. I can't help it.
Flatter me. Don't say it. I can't
help it. You play or you.
I like it. It's like we're kind of like old-timey radio hosts, You're like hitting on the gal who works at station 4.
Oh, the secretary looking mighty bosomous.
I can't help it.
You face it. You know you're cute over there, just sitting there
in my little Ben and Jerry's shirt.
Oh, can't resist it. Can't resist it. I'm sweating over here. Woo!
So
it's hot in here. Anyone else feel?
Well, going back, I'm fucking sweating.
Oh my god.
But going back to dialectics.
Wow.
I think there's just a distinction between like gamified escapades in love and then the deep line of yearning.
Right.
I think it's very much is exemplified by this song in some ways. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Woke up this morning. It feels like every day. I got the blues, babe. Not going away. Another bad dream where you are running away. I'm forever haunted by your time. We had a moment. We had a summertime. I stayed all day with you, but I could never decide. I've been so torn up. I've been so out of it. I'm forever haunted by your time. I've been all alone on my own.
I'm not afraid to
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, what are your guys' current fantasies? Speaking of which.
Well.
Do you like the backtrack?
I love the backtrack.
I love the backtrack.
Please.
So much.
So yeah, I want to hear about your guys' current fantasies. It can be any kind of fantasy.
Okay, my current.
Yeah.
My current fantasy.
I love this question.
Just give me a vision.
Well, Charlotte, why don't you go ahead?
We're on a canoe. It's dusk.
Shoot.
I'm eating a pear.
Wow.
You've got a basket of berries.
Oh.
Mixed.
Oh. So like, there's raspberries and blueberries
and cherries.
Oh, wow.
Where are we going?
Where
That's
are
not
you going?
For us to know.
That's not for you to know.
But the stars are out.
The stars are out.
The moon is bright.
The moon is bright.
But the sun is coming up. Wait, no. It's going down because it's dusk.
Oh.
Who else remembers Dusk and Dawn by Breaking Dawn?
I do.
I by Stephanie do. Meyer.
Stephanie.
Oh, so, I remember that mm-hmm. shit.
I remember that mush.
I remember that mush.
What's your fantasy?
I bite into a crisp pickle.
Do continue.
Is it dill?
Or half sour from Kosher Deli?
It's definitely half sour. Wow. I bite into the crisp pickle. Chomp, chomp.
Onomatopoeia.
Crunch. Crunch.
Oh, do continue, Michelle.
I'm sitting on a picnic blanket. The picnic blanket is checkered, black and white. It turns into a giant chessboard.
Will you play?
Are you the queen?
Or am I the king?
You're the king, and I'm the pawn.
And the world's a stage.
And Georgia's the little horse.
Rush forth, my gallant steed.
I don't even know what to say. I'm fascinated. What do you mean by that, Michelle? Cutie?
Horse girls uncovered.
I mean,
you know,
might be a furry. Can we say that on air?
Georgia, what's your fantasy?
You know, that was an interesting one, Michelle. People are always trying to, you know, define me. And I don't want to get feisty on air, but, like, it is annoying sometimes. But that aside, my fantasy involves me walking in to Versailles. I'm walking into Versailles, and Marie Antoinette steps out, and we make out. And then she says, "Would you like to come with me to my farmhouse?" And I say, "Of course."
This is honestly engaging.
And so I follow her to her farmhouse.
No, she says it like, "Would you like to come to
this
my
is my fantasy.
Michelle has been to France.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I let you into my fantasy.
Okay. She says,
"More like my France to see."
Okay. So then I say, "Bien sûr," which means of course.
And ugh, oui, oui.
D'accord.
And she takes me to her farmhouse.
Je veux. That means I want.
Je veux.
Oui, c'est vrai.
Georgia.
But in her farmhouse, where I think we will make passionate love, instead, she has laid out a basketball court and asked if I will play basketball with her.
The dialectics of the game versus the play of yearning.
Exactly. And I pick up a basketball because I love hoops, but it turns into a Pegasus.
And Marie Antoinette says, oui, oui, le basketball.
Yes.
Oui, play.
And I fly away on the Pegasus.
Je ne sais quoi.
And then I go and live on Mount Olympus with all the Greek gods. The end.
I like that Francophone Greek mythology.
Cherubs?
Cherubs. It all loops back.
Okay.
Time is a dialectic and a circle.
So clearly.
I just want to point out some interesting differences between all of our fantasies.
And our themes.
Yes. Georgia, as always, a tie to the past.
Certainly something to chew on.
Charlotte, what was Charlotte's again? Oh.
Aquatic.
Descriptive. Aquatic. Mm-hmm. A boat.
Yes.
Berries.
It was sensual.
I think it was very Piscean.
Yeah.
And what would you guys say about mine?
Food.
Plot twists.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Games that come out of...
A bit accusatory.
Excuse? Let's not yuck people's yums or yum people's yucks.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Balance. Balance.
I feel like that's what she was doing.
You're right. I yucked your yum. I'm sorry.
It's not my yum.
Okay, so our next question...
Yes. Oh, that is.
So, dear viewers,
we're gonna dance again.
The song is so romantic.
So, dear viewers,
would you walk down the aisle at your wedding to that song?
You know, I'm going to get married exclusively for the drama. Mm. So if it was what was called for, then yes.
Mm-hmm. What are your weddings going to look like? And will you be getting married at them? I'm not getting married at mine, but it will be in a roller rink.
I'm so excited for that, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll definitely be getting married at
the
my wedding.
The roller rink is in a meadow.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So
wow. Definitely hoping to get an invite to that one. Mm-hmm. What about you, Michelle?
I don't yet know.
You know, for me, yes, I'm definitely going to get hitched at my wedding because I have always wanted to get married, and that's not going to change. But, you know, it might just be for the fun of it, and it might just be for the drama, and it might just be for a little something new. And it might just be for a little something different in my life. It doesn't have to mean so much. It doesn't have to be so serious. And my wedding is going to be beautiful. And it's, I don't know where it's going to be yet. But one time I got to go into this abandoned theater. And I thought it would be a great place for a wedding with a little love. And I was imagining tons and tons of colorful paper flowers everywhere.
So
and mirrors
a middle
everywhere.
School production of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
You know, wait, that's not so off base.
That sounds like the best wedding theme ever.
Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Middle school production.
Yes.
My middle school
actually did that show twice.
Oh my god.
Wow, while you were still there?
Yes, I was there both times.
They were like, this is all we got.
this is a great show.
So, oh, go ahead, Michelle. Sorry, didn't mean to speak over you.
No, speak over me. Continue.
Oh, well, I was just going to say,
yeah, she has a Cancer moon.
You know, I also have a Cancer moon.
No, you're Leo moon.
Oh, yeah. So, what I was also going to say is, I was just wondering, what is everyone's thoughts?
Wait, I didn't get to describe my wedding.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Take the floor.
That means someone's not going to be invited.
There's trouble in paradise, love.
My wedding, I'm going to keep this short and sweet because I don't have all the plans worked out, but it is going to be
a murder mystery performance.
Mm. Oh, I hope you'll invite me. Just cast me as a villain.
And then we're going to go downstairs into the basement, and the basement will be a rave.
Mm. Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be the party of the century.
That's all I'll give you. It's going to be like a family-friendly rave.
I love weddings, and I know that they have a lot to do with patriarchal, you know, systems of power. But I have to say, I love a wedding.
And speaking of weddings, you always need, you know, some music to set the scene.
Absolutely. And you know, very important.
You could get a DJ and like, mm-hmm. you know, have them playing, you know, songs or but that's sort of like a faux pas. Like I feel like, you know, having a live band.
Live band, people, that's what you got to have at your wedding.
That is what makes the magic happen.
We just want to put in a plug for a special band that we actually have on the radio.
Yeah, who's actually
today.
They're here
special
with us.
Special guests. They are in the studio. Everyone, welcome the Gaslight Messenger.
Oh my God.
Ah! Oh my God. You're so hot.
So excited that they're here.
Wow, they are so. How about, okay, intro. Like, I am so humbled to have Gaslight Messengers in the studio. I am such a great big fan of your work. Thank you.
It's good to be here.
I really like it here.
My name is Moss. I'm one of the guitarists.
My name is Mouse. I'm on bass.
My name is actually Bess. I was born
in... And I'm on Mouse.
I'm on Mouse. I play the mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Where were you born,
Bess? I was born on the border between Germany and Austria.
Oh, yeah, we love to have, you know, some... Well, we actually met when I was in Berlin.
Yeah.
You know, we started networking.
My name is Bess. Yeah.
Well... I'm Mouse. And I'm from Idaho. So should we play? We're gonna do one of our hit singles for you guys.
Our debut album is called Shaky Bones.
It's so good.
It's so good. It was
hard to make though.
It was really.
That's good.
It was a huge challenge.
It was really just a labor of love. Because we really think about emotional.
We are
labor
emotional
and,
men.
You know, think about the like.
So like, hey, I don't want to cut you off, Moss.
Like,
yo, Moss. Like, yo, dude, Moss, we gotta do it. We gotta do it now.
You know. Oh, thank you.
Okay, so we're gonna sing it. All right.
Yeah.
A little farther from the mic so we can just really get the flavor.
Right. I'm so excited to hear your single.
Yes, yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm really excited to have you here.
Yeah, I've been all the way.
I'm so excited. So let's go ahead and hear it.
All right, Gaslight Messengers, take it away.
I just want to say that when I talk, I speak in a European accent, but when I sing an American accent.
Yeah, this is Moss back here. In Berlin, we had some professors from Berklee College of Music. That's actually where I went. That's actually where I studied.
Yeah.
And then I went abroad in Berlin for 5 years, and then I came back, and then I went to Emerson, and then now I'm president of Apple Jam.
I'm Mouse. I'm from Idaho. I have no past, present, or future. Besides Gaslight Messengers.
All right, Gaslight Messengers, take it away.
Yeah, it's all for
okay.
you.
Okay, a one, two, three.
Hey, stop crying. I think that I love you. Hey, stop crying. I think that I care. Hey, stop crying. I think that I love you. Hey, stop crying. I might be there. Dry your tears. I might text back in a couple of years.
All right, Anne.
The red dress on her body has got me acting so naughty.
And then, so those were our, that was our first, debut single.
Yeah, our first single.
And then we actually, we're kind of crossing genres with our album.
Yeah, that's right. We're crossing genres with our album.
We sort of have, like, more freeform. Like, this is really, thinking of sort of, like, the beat era.
The beat era.
I really take, like, Jack Kerouac creative influence.
This is experimental work.
We're working under the guise of German expressionism.
Yeah, well,
it's innovative, everybody. Innovative.
Yeah, so it's sort of like you know, like it may, like if you're intelligent enough, like if you are of that caliber, like maybe you will get it.
Maybe.
Yeah, this next song we wrote about a girl that we met in Berlin. Mm. I'm practicing my British accent now.
Guys, that's kind of impressive.
That's
All right, a one, two, three.
You just got a job promotion at the Berghain.
Well, that's kind of impressive. But me, I smoked a lot of weed. Didn't do that. Went to visit my friend.
And that's kind of impressive. Oh, you just read all of Marx's works?
Well, that's kind of impressive.
Well, I just wrote a tweet.
And that's kind of impressive.
Oh, well, you just got a degree?
Yeah.
Well,
that's kind of impressive. Kind of.
But me, I just sat and strummed a ukulele.
And that's kind of impressive.
Wow.
Oh my God. Gaslight Messengers, thank you so much for being in the studio today.
I just feel like I've met.
That was my pleasure. Thank you.
You know, I didn't realize that one of your members was German. And it really does add another dimension to your work. You know, I didn't realize that was a big influence for you.
I'm international, baby.
Yeah, I've actually really wanted always to go to Berlin, so
yeah.
Thank you for that. You really ported me in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Well, Gaslight Messengers, as this is Diamond Phone Medford, keep it free form. We have to, you know, do PSAs. Would you like to?
Yeah.
I would be so honored if you did one, like in maybe apply to Melody. I mean, you're such talented musicians.
We can apply it to Melody. Yeah, that works. I'm BS.
Yeah.
Please, BS, take it away.
It's BS. Emergency preparedness. PSA. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's how you count to 10 in German. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. See that I'm practicing me British accent, yeah.
Moss back here. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy.
Candles, and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and W4 and Medford.
Ready.gov.
Test Community Radio. And this has been Gaslight Messengers.
Wow.
Thank you guys
so
much.
Wow. That was awesome. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Coming
I,
in.
I, wow.
Well, have a good day. Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Yeah, good night.
So that was super interesting. It was such a pleasure to have them in it. You know, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I was expecting that, but cool stuff.
Right. I feel like I've met them before. I feel like they remind me of so many men.
They remind me of some guys
that I've been around.
Very recently. Recently.
My recent past.
Right.
Yesterday.
You know, yeah. But, however, you know, that's great. I hope we see them at Apple Jam one day.
Yeah, I hope, I do wish them success.
I want them to perform more around Tufts University.
Spring Fling.
Is Spring Fling?
Perhaps.
I think that's not shooting too high.
I don't know. Yeah, I think they're getting big. They're getting big. I heard.
Especially in Denmark.
Very big in Denmark.
Well, that's where everything starts these days.
I know.
I've heard some of the cooler people, you know, throw out their name. Mm-hmm. So that's a good sign for the Gaslight Messengers.
I think, like, it would be really interesting to see, you know, like, to snatch them up for Spring Fling before they get a little too, you know.
Pricey. You know, I heard whispers that Bjas was threatening to have a solo career.
I mean, he had a je ne sais quoi, or should I say, I don't.
Second seeing.
But, you know, if there was one Gaslight.
What did this goblin learn German?
If there was one Gaslight Messenger that really caught my eye as being particularly cute, it was definitely Moss.
Yeah, Moss is a little bit of a...
Moss is a charm.
And Moss was a charmer.
What do we think of Mouse? What do we think of Mouse?
I think Mouse... something about that charming. Lack of backstory really intrigued me.
Yeah.
Mouse is mysterious.
I think Mouse is kind of like the...
Dark horse?
Yeah, you could say that. I like that. I mean, he plays the bass.
Mouse is very much the greasy bass player. Yeah. And we all love a greasy bass
everyone
player. You got to have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm enamored, honestly. I'm besotted.
You know, I'm a bit of a fangirl.
I'm enamored, too. And I just hope that, you know, it doesn't change over the next Christmas.
No.
Me neither. Christmas can change a lot of things.
Yeah, it can.
So,
Oh my God.
What did you think of?
Oh my.
Oh.
Who's even playing this?
Whoa.
Just taking over. Turn it up.
Oh.
Ah.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. I'll give it to someone special. Na 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 na. Once bitten and twice shy. You kept my distance, buddy. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Someone to rely on me.
I guess that was a
heart. A man undercover, but you tore me apart. Oh, oh, now I found a real love.
You will never fool me again.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. For the very next day, you gave it away.
I woke up and it was gone.
Someone special.